Oh, hey. Welcome to another episode of the Ambient Barn. If it's Tuesday and it's 9 p.m., then you're here with me. And it's great to see you. Tonight, we are journeying down a path that, quite honestly, I don't know a ton about, but I am very interested in. And I did some YouTube rabbit-holing and some internet searching, and really got sort of fascinated with this idea of Japanese techno. I love the experience of finding a genre of music and seeing all the different cultural interpretations, right? Something like techno, which began in Detroit and has sort of spread around the world and influenced all of these different producers and DJs. So the Japanese flavor of it is super interesting, and I really enjoyed putting together the playlist for this episode, so I hope you enjoy it as well. I'm definitely going to be doing some more episodes on Japanese techno coming up, so for this one, we're sort of starting with some of the classics, some tracks that were produced in the 90s and the early aughties, which I think were really representative of the breadth of sound and the type of groove that some of these producers were going for. And I'm definitely going to be including some of these tracks in some of my DJ sets coming up. Speaking of DJ sets, check the pivot there, people. Little plug here. Daytime Disco kicking off at the DVAA in Narrowsburg on Saturday, January 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. Sponsored and presented by our friends here at Radio Catskill. So thank you all. Come dance, all ages, all bodies, all types. No pressure. Just come dance, be yourselves, and enjoy the grooves. All right. Let's get to the music.
Thank you.
take me to Tokyo right now. I just want to go dance in Tokyo. Japan is a bucket list place, no doubt. I think it's just such an amazing place. I have a friend who lives out there. He's been out there for quite a few years, and he is literally never coming back. Maybe we'll go out there and do an Ambient Barn episode from Japan one of these days. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, Ira Flatow here from Science Friday. We view Sci-Fry as a refreshing break from the daily bombardment of political news. You know, there's lots of important and interesting science and technology out there. Whether it's the deep, dark mysteries of the universe or your deep, dark microbiome, it's all right here. So start your weekends with thought-provoking news on Radio Catskill.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. This week, it's a live event on the incredible food culture of Hawaii. We talk with Top Chef star Sheldon Simeon, James Beard award-winning chef Robin Mai, and many more guests, trying to find out why Hawaii is maybe the best place on earth to eat. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC, weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
You know, bless Radio Catskill's heart. Seriously. I mean, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and this is the music that I am playing. Where else are you going to get Japanese techno in your ears at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday? And also, another plug here, people, Daytime Disco, presented by Radio Catskill, January 31st at the DVAA in Narrowsburg. Just come out and dance. It's January. This winter has sucked so hard already that I think we all need to kind of get into a room together and just dance and sweat. We'll see you next week. I don't really know what's on tap yet, but it's going to be something cool, I promise. All right, see you. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Garnet Health Medical Center, Catskills, with campuses in Harris and Calicoon, offering inpatient and outpatient services to Sullivan County and surrounding communities. Learn more at garnethealth.org.
This week on This American Life, Alan cut down two trees in his front yard, and when he did, he made some enemies.
There was this crow sitting in the front lawn, and as soon as the crow was out of my sight, that's when I got this thump on the back of my head.
Crows are vengeful. They hold grudges. Alan tried to make amends. But is that possible with an angry bird? This week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.